A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, thank you for tuning into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 14, verse number 15. Matthew 14, verse 15. In this chapter, Herod has put John the Baptist to death, and Jesus has departed by ship to a deserted place, a place that of wilderness, and the people are following him. And as they caught up with him, he heals their sick. He's moved with compassion toward them and cares for them very much. And it says in verse 15, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place or a remote place. It's a wilderness. It's not close to civilization. And the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. And so the disciples said, there's nothing out here. We'll have a crisis on our hand if these people don't get back to some food, and send them away that they might go to the villages that are nearest and get themselves something to eat. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And it's very interesting here. The Lord, as it is with him, he's dealing with everybody all at the same time. And he's dealing with the faith of his disciples. That's one thing that we see here. He's dealing with the needs of the people. And he said, there's no need for them to go to the villages. No need for them to part. You feed them. Now, I think that I believe truly that what the Lord is dealing with in his mind is something that he had told them in chapter 10 when he had ordained the 12 disciples to be apostles. He told them this in chapter 10, verses 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. So that was the equipping of the Lord of these 12 apostles. And the Lord here in verse number 16 of chapter 14 says, give ye them to eat. You feed them. They had forgotten how that they had been empowered. They had been given the power to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Yes, even those that would be dead, they could raise them to life. Cast out demons and freely give as they'd freely received. They could have made food for the multitude. They had the power. The Lord, in this freely give as you've freely received, they had the power to be able to do it. But they forgot. They forgot what they had been commissioned and empowered to do. And they say unto him, verse 17 of Matthew 14, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They looked, as we always do, they looked on the physical rather than the power of the Lord. They said, we only have a little bit of food. We only have these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We just don't have enough. There's not enough to go around. There's not enough to go around even if everybody just had one little teensy bite. And he said, Jesus said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude, sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. And so here, the Lord, in this account, he says no more to them other than bring it, bring what you've got here. And then he, in power and faith, has the multitude to sit down on the grass. So as they are sitting down, he's holding, has his food at hand. There's expectation. He takes the fishes and the loaves and blesses it, asking prayer upon it, and blesses the food. And then he starts breaking it. He breaks it, and he starts giving it to the disciples, and they start passing it out and passing it out and passing it out and passing it out. And they, everybody there, ate to the full. So they just didn't get a little sample just to tide them over, but they ate till they could eat no more. They were full. And then when they took up the leftovers, the Lord told them, as we have in other accounts, take up the leftovers. And what happened? Each apostle had a basket that was full, and I kind of envision a bushel basket. Maybe it was larger, maybe it was smaller. Nevertheless, the basket content that they had was more than they started off with. Imagine 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. I would imagine those loaves were small loaves. Maybe they were large loaves, but maybe they were small. But I think that each apostle had as much or more than what they started off with. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. The Lord Jesus could have easily fed 15,000 people. Easily. Easily. 500 males was the count. And there could have been triple that easy, maybe quadruple. Could have been nearly 20,000 people that the Lord fed. May the Lord help us that we wouldn't forget what he's given us and how he's equipped us and how he's sent us and commanded us. And ours is not to rail on the apostles, but to learn. Because we are no different than they are no different than we are. Apt and prone to forget so easily. Verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And so here, after the feeding of this multitude, Jesus begins to send the people away, and he tells the disciples to get into a ship, a boat there that they came by, pardon me, and to go over to the other side when he's sending the multitude away. He said, you all go on. You go on. I'll catch up with you. So he sends all the people away, sends them back to their homes, and then he goes up for a time unto the mountain there and prays unto the Father. And now when it's nightfall, evening was come. He was there all alone. All the people had left. The disciples were in the ship rowing. But what had happened out there on the Sea of Galilee is it had become boisterous, and the waves and the wind and everything was contrary to him. And late in the night or early in the morning, he comes walking there, and they say, oh, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. That's what this says here. It is a spirit. And that's what you and I would say would be a ghost. And they cried for fear. But in verse 27, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's me. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. So Peter wants to go walk on the water like Jesus is. And Jesus says, come on. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And so he did. As he kept his eyes on Jesus, he's able to walk on the water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. So he started looking around. As he had his eyes on Jesus, he could do it. He could walk on the water. And this is a man that had been jumping in the water, the seas of Sea of Galilee, for all of his life being a fisherman. And never had he experienced such a thing as this, to be able to walk on the water as Jesus was. And as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was fine. But when he started looking around, he sank. And he was afraid. And he saw the wind. He saw the circumstance. He saw all the things that were against him staying on top of the water. He begins to sink and he says, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? You doubted me. I said, come. And you doubt me. I said, come on. And you doubt me. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. The power of the Lord in feeding the 5,000. The power that they were equipped with, the disciples that they had forgotten. The power of the Lord that even men could be made to walk on the water as long as we had faith and confidence and rest in him. He is indeed the Savior. He is indeed the Son of God. And the disciples worshiped him as such. I pray that you would see that you need to worship him for the Son of God that he is. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.